Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to take a look at some of the economic indicators that are out there and some economic projections about, you know, what the future may hold. But before we do that, I have my great friend Lee on with me today, and Lee is a two-day financial freedom presenter. What that means is he's one of the guys that actually teaches you how to invest correctly in real estate, whether it's single family or it's multifamily real estate. And I'll tell you what, Lee's got some exciting changes to our two-day financial freedom course that he'd like to explain to you. So what I'd like to do is just get Lee on now and let him talk to you about that two-day financial freedom and all the neat things that we're doing to make sure we get that educational content to you. Lee, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Al. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
It is always a pleasure to have you on. So what are you guys up to now with the two-day financial freedom workshop?
Well, you know, in the last month, we have all gone online. And Lifestyles was online before, but now we have gotten really good at our webinar format because life and real estate investing go on. And now, amidst everything, is the absolute best time to learn and to put your team together, because I think we're going to see some great deals when we come out of this finally. So what we're doing is, you mentioned that that I am one of the Financial Freedom Seminar presenters. That it's usually done in a two-day format on a Saturday and a Sunday, live in person. And I will say that I miss the interaction of that, but we have decided to vary it up a little bit. And I was asked to kind of pioneer a four-part series with the same content. And we're doing that on a Tuesday night and a Thursday night, 2 weeks in a row. Right now it's at 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Time. And last night we just completed our third segment of the one that I'm doing. And tomorrow night we're going to wrap it up. And I'm looking forward to the feedback we get from folks.
I'll tell you, it's to me, it's really exciting that, you know, we're creating a new modality to get that information out to folks. I know I went through the 2 day in the weekend event, and I was pretty tired by the time Sunday afternoon rolled around. So I think this modality is really a great benefit to our members.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, look, people learn different ways. And so I think this format is actually great for some people's method of learning. But also, because it's in the evening, they don't have to take an entire Saturday and Sunday and be away from the kids or you know, have somebody watching the kids. They can put the kids to bed, log in, and have the 2 day presented to them that way. When we open back up, I'm sure we're going to go back to the standard format as well. But I hope we keep this because I think that it is an interesting way to do it. I do want to mention a couple things, though, Al. If you are interested in taking the 2 day class, let me give you a number. It's 866-945-6565. You can catch the fourth segment of my 2 day class tomorrow evening. And if you call that number, the member services can set you up with the prior three videos so that you can catch up on that. Also, we have a standard format two-day class via live stream this coming Saturday and Sunday with David Fisher out of Central Texas. And then we're going to do the four-part two-day again with another presenter at the end of the month. So be sure to give that number a call, 866-945-6565, or you can go to givemetotalfreedom.com, and the promo code is DEL, D-E-L, and that will let you join as a member of Lifestyles and attend that class.
So what kind of information are we going to get from you as we go through this two-day financial freedom seminar?
That's a great question. Yes. Yeah. So this is kind of the entry-level class that we do at Lifestyles. It contains information on how to buy a single-family rental home, how to buy a small multifamily rental property, and how to operate those. It explains why we do what we do and then how we do it. And it is a ton of information. And I'll tell you, Al, before I started giving the class, I took this class, I think, 8 times. And I walked away from each of those learning something else or something new that I may not have picked up the first time. So even if we've got members out there who need to refresh, it's a great way to do that while we are stuck indoors.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think you got me beat. I did the Financial Freedom Seminar 7 times, so I'm going to have to take it one more time. Maybe I'll take it from you.
One more.
Yeah, and then I can get up to your level of expertise. Before we go, Lee, just give us a little background on yourself. Tell us about, you know, what you've done with real estate investing so that our audience understands that they're learning from somebody who's been there and done that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So I found Lifestyles when I was living in New York City and practicing as a real estate attorney up there. And let me tell you, I knew I liked real estate. I knew I liked the concept of it. I knew a lot about certain aspects of it, but I didn't know how to invest until I found Lifestyles. Shortly, I moved down to Houston to pursue owning and operating rental properties. And we were down there for about 7 years. I've recently moved to the Nashville area to get closer to family because I learned a lot. I've invested outside of the state of Texas now and really took to heart one of the mottos, one of the things that my mentors at Lifestyle say, which is you can live where you want and you can invest where you want. And we are putting that into practice right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you guys are knocking it out of the park. And I want to thank you, Lee, for coming on the show. I know you're a real busy guy. You've got a lot of preparation to do for this two-day financial freedom workshop. And, folks, if you want to be a part of this, go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Or call our member services team at 866-945-6565. Again, that's 866-945-6565. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to work on the lifestyle you've always wanted. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to talk a little bit about what the future holds. Now, most of you know that my crystal ball is broken. I keep taking it to the shop. They keep trying to fix it. They give it back to me. It's still broken. It doesn't work. But I'll tell you what, I've tapped into the information that somebody with a good crystal ball that works a lot better than mine has presented with regards to what's going on with the current situation, basically an economic report. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this gentleman whose information I'm going to share with you, because I think it's very important that you understand the source of the information, especially when it comes to this particular gentleman. So Dr. Mark Doubtsire hopefully I'm pronouncing his, I can't even pronounce. Boy, Dr. Mark Dautzauer is a real estate economist who served for 18 years as the chief economist of the Real Estate Center at Texas A&M University in College Station. He's given more than 1,600 presentations to more than almost 300,000 people and has written over 90 articles for magazines and journals. His research findings have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, Money Magazine, and Business Week. His clients include banks, private equity firms, real estate investment trusts, construction firms, engineering companies, wealth managers, private foundations, and commercial and residential brokerage firms. Now, what he doesn't say in there is Lifestyles Unlimited is a client. So I'm not sure where we would kind of fall into the REIT. I'm not sure where we'd fall into, but we fall in there somewhere. He has made presentations to local and national trade associations all over America. He makes complex economic issues easily understandable, and that's what I really love about this guy. He brings it down to my level so that I can get it. Mark's goal is to provide his audience with a toolkit of useful information that will help them make good business decisions for their families, their clients, and their company. You know, in 2015, Dr. Dautzauer stepped down from his position at the Real Estate Center to focus all of his time and effort on analyzing current economic conditions and communicating his analysis to others. He combines academic training in economics, real estate, finance, and history to make sense of current economic trends. After earning his PhD in finance and real estate from the University of Texas at Austin in 1987, Dr. Dautzauer was a tenured professor of real estate and finance at Wichita State University in Wichita, Kansas for 10 years. Prior to his academic career, he was president of Glen Eagles Development Incorporated, which it was a residential land development firm in Wichita. During this time, he also served as president of Dautzauer Incorporated Realtors, which was a residential brokerage firm in Wichita. Mark and his wife, Luann, have been married for over 45 years. I'll tell you what, there is two people that have got it figured out. They've got two children and two grandchildren. His father was a professional golfer of all things, and he and his wife Luann spend a lot of time on the road, and they enjoy playing golf, exploring antique stores and old bookstores. So that gives you some background on the gentleman whose notes I'm going to use today on our show so that we can talk a little bit about what the future holds, because we're all concerned about that. You know, we've got this coronavirus thing locking us in our households. We don't get a chance to go out and have the social interactions that we normally have. I will tell you, though, there is one good thing that has come from this coronavirus thing with regards to my neighborhood. I didn't realize I had so many people living in this neighborhood. They're all taking walks. They're walking their dogs. The kids are on the bicycles. I mean, they're just everywhere. And normally I don't see people like that in my neighborhood because they're all at work or they're all at school or, you know, they're other places. So that is one benefit of the coronavirus that I'm enjoying, is I actually get to see who my neighbors are. And I can wave to them and say hi to them as long as I'm 6 feet away. Now let's get into this economic forecast that Dr. Dautzauer put out. You know, I think he makes a real brilliant statement. He says the current economic climate feels like a combination of 9/11, 2008, and World War II. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, he says this. He says 9/11 was the fear of the unknown. You know, remember when that happened, the basically the world stopped for 3 or 4 days. The stock market stopped. Planes didn't fly. Everything, well, kind of like what we've got right now, but to a greater degree. But as the economy tended to slow at that, well, it didn't tend to slow. It did slow at that time. And there was fear amongst people. But as the fear subsided, people resumed normal spending patterns, which is important. Okay. Now, how does 2008 fit into all this? Well, back in 2008, remember, we had multiple meltdowns. We had the real estate debacle. We had the stock market crashing again. And, you know, the entire financial system had very shaky foundations at that time. And last month, Dr. Dautzauer saw the financial system start to shake again. And the good news is the government actually has tools available now that weren't available in 2008 to help fix the problem we're in. So that's a little bit of a good news story. story. Now, you're probably wondering, well, how does World War II fit into all this? Well, back in World War II, we had a need for manufacturing to supply goods and rationing items and things like that. And basically, all of industry retooled and ramped up for the war effort. We had automobile manufacturers that were now manufacturing tanks and airplanes. We had other suppliers that were manufacturing bullets and ammunition, and textile industries that were building uniforms and all the equipment that we wear with our uniforms. A lot of stuff going on. And I'll tell you what, the president basically followed something that we did in World War II. He got the War Powers Act working, and he used that to cause industry to start building masks and ventilators, two of the things that we felt we were in short demand of. We just didn't have enough. That's the best way to say it. Now, is this going to be another jobless recovery like we saw in 2009 through 2011? Well, Dr. Datsauer says this. He says, we were 2 years away from a recession when the virus hit. I mean, that's his opinion. He thought for sure we probably had two more years of solid growth before we get into a recession. He said companies were already starting to struggle and tend to use recessions as the opportunity to restructure. And he could see a situation where we have slower job growth, maybe over the next couple of years. We've had a jobless recovery after 9/11 too. Then the Bush tax cuts in 2001 and 2003 worked to try and recover from 9/11. There was a payroll tax cut in 2011. It didn't work at all. Companies were saving the money and not spending it on growth. And people want to come back to work if they can. Slowdown in hospitality, tourism, and oil and gas are really, really just hurting those industries. But Dr. Datsauer points out something. He says these industries were struggling before the virus. So it makes you wonder what's going on. I'll tell you what, he makes some predictions about real estate and what real estate's going to do. And we'll get into those things in the next segment. But I want to remind you that if you'd like to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, the easiest way to do it is this. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. We're doing so today by talking a little bit about some economic predictions that were made by Dr. Mark Datsauer. Now, we at Lifestyles Unlimited really like this economist because we believe he's in the gets it club. What does that mean? It means that our past experience with Dr. Datsauer indicates that he's got a pretty good knack for getting it right. The thing about economists is you can put a bunch of them into a room. Let's say you've got 50 of them in a room. And, you know, the crazy thing is half of them are going to see things one way. The other half are going to see things another way. And you're still going to get 50 different opinions on the details. So, you know, it's kind of like finding a real estate realtor. My mind went a little blank there. Real estate agent was the word I was looking for. You know, we recommend that you go out and get 20 real estate agents working on your behalf, and not just any 20 real estate agents. I mean, any idiot like me could pick up the phone and dial 20 real estate agents and say, "Hey, can you look for properties for me?" Okay. Well, we're a little bit more sophisticated than that. What we're doing is we're screening real estate agents, because what we want is we want 20 that are out there, you know, moving and shaking the markets, so that when they find something that works for our investing criteria, they give us a call before it even hits the marketplace, gives us an edge on everything and everybody. It's a good practice. And with regards to Dr. Dautzauer, you know, we feel the same way about him. You know, he's like our economist. He's the guy that gets it. You know, we've talked to others, and others don't have a track record like this guy has. So what has he got to say about the economic relief bill? You know, is that a plus? Is that a negative? Well, he seems to think it's a plus, and he also thinks the Fed's lending effort might be enough to get us through this effort. Let's see what he actually says here. He says, he's got a great quote here. He says, "The whole creation is groaning." Yeah, all of us are groaning. A lot of us are not happy with our current situation. Some of us, it's business as usual. Some of us, it's a complete, you know, inversion of our life. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to get back to normal. I just want you to remember that. We will get back to normal. This is not normal that we're doing. We will get back to normal. Now, here's some things that some economic indicators that Dr. Dautzauer thinks that you need to be aware of. In the medical field, he says there's not enough medical supplies, facilities, personnel, or medicine. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of medical companies, medical businesses that are shutting down because people aren't even going to the doctor. People aren't going to hospitals. So everybody's staying at home. Everything is considered non-essential, so people aren't doing stuff. So medical is having some concerns. Households are having some great concerns. You know, there are people out there losing their jobs. They're postponing moves. They're some of them are getting sick, and we wish nothing but the best for them. But that's what's going on with households. You know, the financial markets, his opinion, shaky. That's what he said. One word, shaky. In his opinion, more shaky than what was going on in 2008. And I'll tell you, I was looking at those markets today. The Dow still looks like it's having some significant problems. The NASDAQ looks like it's trying to get back up to where it was before. The problem with the NASDAQ is it's raising in value, but it doesn't have the volume to support that. So those of you that trade stocks, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that don't trade stocks, don't trade stocks. Get involved with real estate. Now, the final thing that Dr. Dautzauer talks about with regards to indicators that are out there, he says the supply chain. He says it's important to everyone. Empty shipping containers, meat packers and chicken plants are at risk. Warehouse employees are at risk. And he says hoarding creates a temporary shortage. So if you're out there hoarding, if you've got 6 million rolls of toilet paper and you probably won't be able to use those in your lifetime, why don't you be a good neighbor and give some of that to your neighbor that maybe, you know, went to the store and bought a normal amount and now they're, you know, down to their last roll. You know, help a brother out. It's worthwhile. Now, what does Dr. Dautzauer say about, you know, the overwhelming response from the federal government? Well, he says it may not be enough. He says the current GDP is $21.4 trillion. That's $21.4 trillion. He says the government is trying to fill a hole in the economy for 3 months, which is approximately a $5.25 trillion number. Okay, that's 3 months of GDP. He says it won't be that bad. He says assume consumers will cut back 70% and businesses 80%. And he says the stimulus package is $2.2 million, but probably needs to be over $3 trillion dollars. So those are his thoughts there. And his concept of value of a contract, he says it's never been lower than it is now. And he says force majeure, which is the unforeseeable circumstances that prevent someone from fulfilling a contract, may become relevant. So what he's saying is there could be an increase in the number of people that don't make their payments in time for their rents, whether that's rent for where they live, whether that's rent for retail offices, whether that's rent for professional offices, whether that's rent for industrial, whether that's rent for, you know, all the other types of commercial that we don't do. He is saying that there is a concern that we may have some people that aren't able to make their obligations. So just something to think about. I'm not raising the flag and saying everybody's not going to pay, because that's not the truth. All right. I've got six single family units. And you know what? All six paid, and all six paid on time. And which is ironic, because I always have one guy's always late. He's always late. And you know what? I always get late fees from him. And this time he was on time. And you know what? This time I was waiving late fees. I don't know. I'm just glad the guy was able to pay. I really am. Really, really happy the guy was able to pay. And it was the guy that I was the most concerned about, because it's the guy that had the job in the service industry. So, you know, I knew for a fact that he wasn't going to work. Now, he may have done something in the interim, like one of my other tenants did. One of my other tenants basically lost his job right out of the gate. And what'd he do? He went to work for the grocery industry. And, you know, he's not making as much money as he was making, but he is making money, and he is taking care of his family, and he's doing the right thing. So let's talk a little bit about the Fed's actions and what they've done. In mid-March, the credit market shut down as bad as they did in 2008. And by March 19th, the credit system had completely dried up. Chairman Powell came out and said that they would buy bonds in unlimited quantities to reopen the bond market. So that's temporarily fixed as of now. But, you know, it's not great, because you have to ask yourself what kind of impact this all has. Well, let's talk about that impact. You know, the stock market, I'll tell you, dropped 36% in 6 weeks. That is highly significant. The Vanguard mutual funds, even worse, 42% drop in 1 month. The difference in owning a REIT stock and direct investments, huge. Huge. You should be in direct real estate investments, because REITs are getting hammered right now. The type of investments that I'm in, the real estate investments that I'm involved with, both single family, both multifamily, they're doing fine. They're doing fine. And here's the question you've got to ask. Did the value of anyone's real estate drop 36% over this recent 6 week period? And the answer is no. The answer is a resounding no. And what's going on with those bonds? Well, the 10-year treasury doubled in 9 days. And on April 2nd, the 10-year treasury was at 0.62%. There's enormous volatility in the bond market and the stock market. So when you look to commercial real estate investments, direct investments are still a good investment, according to Dr. Doubtsauer. And more importantly, direct investments into residential income producing assets is the way to go. Hey, I've mentioned this week that we've got a case study going on tomorrow. It's a virtual case study, and I would love to have you be a part of it. It is free. You get to be my guest. And all you have to do to attend this event is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
All right, we are getting back to that map to financial freedom, and we're doing so today by going over some notes from Dr. Dautzauer's economic predictions. Now, I don't have time to go over Dr. Dautzauer's credentials and things like that, so if you missed the first part of the show, not a problem. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com or go to your favorite podcast provider, whether it's iHeart or TuneIn or Sonos or whatever you use. Look up the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Go ahead and get yourself subscribed, and you can listen to today's show and get the information that you're lacking. So what I'm talking about today is I'm really talking about, you know, what does the future hold? And we're going over this economic report that Dr. Dautzauer put out. And I'll tell you, if a lot of the things that I'm talking about don't make sense to you, it's okay. It's okay. What that means is that you don't have a qualified real estate investment education, and we can fix that. We can definitely fix that. What I'm going to recommend you do, though, is you attend our virtual case study, which will be tomorrow night, April 16th, my birthday of all days, and it will give you an opportunity to hear three of our different members present properties that they have recently transacted. They're going to show you how they found the properties, what they did to acquire the properties. They'll talk about any rehabilitation they had to do on the property. They'll tell you how they found those great tenants. And more importantly, they're going to open up their books and they're going to show you all the returns that the property did. And that is huge because it goes to show you that everything that we teach actually works. So if you want to be a part of that case study, I would love to have you be a part. All you need to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com, and I will help you get registered for the event. You'll be my guest. It's a members only event, but I want you to be my guest. So let's get back into what Dr. Dautzauer was saying with regards to the economy. He thinks interest rates are heading lower. He says the monetary policy has eased. He says the effective lower bound. I'm not 100% sure what that means. Even I don't understand 100% of this economic jargon. But at the end of the day, the monetary policy is softening. Okay, the Fed funds rate will be cut to 0%. And he thinks the Fed may start printing money if the Fed rate cut isn't enough. So in other words, you know, he doesn't see us going into negative interest rates, but he sees us, you know, flooding the market with additional dollars, which, you know, softens the economy, so to speak. He says that mortgage rates, the 30-year mortgage rate, should fall between 2.5 and 3%. He says that's how we got out of the 2008 recession. Now, when he was asked to forecast, when he was asked to forecast on real estate lending and buying, he said this. He said, borrowing costs and cap rates will be low for a long time. So all of you folks that are interested in apartments, all of you folks that have apartments that you're concerned about, is the cap rate going to go up, which could have an effect on, you know, the valuation of your property? Well, he doesn't think so. He thinks those cap rates are going to stay low, you know. He thinks that borrowers and lenders will reduce debt levels. And he thinks that the internal rate of return driven buyers with high leverage will lose properties. See, those are all those syndicators out there that are over leveraging their properties. They're taking more debt on than is reasonable. And the problem with that is they're going to get themselves into a financial hot spot. And when they do, they're going to fail. They will fail. Now, what does that mean for the rest of us? Well, it gives us a buying opportunity. See, when someone attempts to run a real estate business and they're not properly educated on how to do it, they are at risk of failing. They are at a high risk of failing. And we anticipate seeing a lot of these people that aren't properly educated fail during this tumultuous time. It is what it is. It doesn't mean that we're mean people. It doesn't mean that we're bad people when we buy up these assets. It just means that the assets became problematic and we are in a position to where we can acquire those assets, remediate those assets, get them back on the marketplace so that they're providing clean, comfortable workforce housing for a group of people that absolutely deserves it. Absolutely. So That's what he thinks about what's going on in the real estate market. Now, he says for people that own real estate, he says lenders may be deferring payments for up to 3 months. That's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, there's been a lot of talk about that. You know, it's something that you may want to take into consideration, whether it's your own personal residence, whether it's your rental properties. It is a condition called forbearance. So make sure you understand all the gotchas in forbearance, because at the end of the day, you've got to read the fine print if you're going to do that. Now, commercial mortgage-backed security lenders are not known for their willingness to be flexible. So if you've got a commercial mortgage-backed security and your asset may become distressed faster than others, it's just the way it is. You've got to stay focused. You've got to do the things you need to do to protect your business. That is the sage advice that comes out of all of this. Now, he goes on to say cap rates will continue to drop in correlation with the 10-year treasury. He says it's not a perfect correlation, but the risk is the capital rates will adjust upward, okay? He doesn't think that's going to happen. He thinks there's going to be downward pressure, and the 10-year treasury will lead to 0%. For those of you that don't know what the 10-year treasury is, that's the thing that drives mortgage interest rates. When that 10-year treasury falls, we usually see interest rates fall. Not always, but usually, okay? And Dr. Doubtsauer goes on to say with regards to these cap rates, he says there's a perceived risk with properties which creates upward pressure. And what he's concerned about there, he's concerned about the hospitality industry. He's concerned about retail. He's concerned with all these business models that are out there that, you know, need customer interaction, physical customer interaction to perform their product or service that they provide. And there's a lot of elements out there that are being damaged because of it. So, you know, if you've got investments in commercial entities that aren't residential income producing real estate entities, just be very careful. Be very careful with what you do. And maybe now's the time to shift out of those assets and come on over to our side of the fence. I'm just making an observation, just making a suggestion. I'm not saying you've got to do it, but you should sit down, at least put pen to paper, and see if it makes sense for you to do it. Now, he goes on to say the housing market is strong. Dr. Doubtsauer was surprised at the sluggish housing market in 2019. He says it plateaued. And after Labor Day of 2019, publicly traded home builder stocks exploded. Typically, this signals a recovery in the economy. And, well, that's kind of what we're in right now. He believes that the housing market is strong and it will come back. And not everyone is losing their jobs in that particular segment. Whenever we get the all clear signal, home buying will start again and mortgage rates will be low. He's predicting that sometime between June and August, residential market will be very strong again. So again, this is a time to be getting yourself educated to make sure that you understand what it is you need to do so that when you have your powder dry, you can use that to go get yourself some assets that will affect you favorably in the future. Now, he goes on to say this. He says the average spread is 1.75 between the 10-year treasury and the 30-year mortgage. And that equates to 2.37% today. And the only reason the mortgage rate recently moved to 4% was due to the bond market shutting down. Amazing, isn't it? Now, let's see if I can get through the last segment, last portion of this here before we run out of time. He's talking about long-term real estate changes. He anticipates seeing more inventory in warehouse and manufacturing space in the United States, given concerns regarding supply chain issues and foreign countries. He believes that there will be a positive demand for farmland and unimproved land. He thinks that's a great hedge against inflation. Now, he and I are going to differ there because I won't put my money into those things because they don't produce income five different ways. He says the B and C apartment classes should be a really good investment. His concern is Class A rents have become too high, and right now, when you've got a lot of new inventory on the market and not a lot of people moving around, those Class A's are getting
getting kind of hammered. And he says, we will see increasing demand for suburban areas, including rural areas near metros. He says, the urban vibe has lost its luster, that millennials are getting older, that no one wants to be cooped up in an apartment for weeks at a time, and people are learning to telecommute, which means you don't have to live downtown and walk to work. So these are just, you know, comments, suggestions, analysis that was done by Dr. Dotsauer. Some of the stuff makes perfect sense to you. Some of the stuff doesn't make any sense to you. I get that. What we've got to do is we've got to get you focused. We've got to get you educated. We've got to get you onto our side of the fence so that you can understand that there is a dramatic difference that can occur for you with regards to your life and your retirement. And I'll tell you what I want you to do is I want you to come to our virtual case study tomorrow. It's going to be 6:30 to 9:30 Central Standard Time or Central Daylight or whatever we're in right now. And to get there, all you need to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.